Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Tweet Bag. You send your questions in and we answer them. Like no other radio segment ever. It's the Tweet Bag on the Connor Happer Show.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for the Tweet Bag. Yes!
You're just so stoked about
Welcome
the tweet
back.
Bag.
I love the tweet bag so much. Pat McAfee has 360,000 people watching his YouTube.
We're right there. We're right on his ass.
We're very close. We're not going to tell you exactly what number because we don't like to brag.
No, we don't. You know, that it's very gauche to tell people how many people are listening to your show.
But we got a lot. And we got a lot of interaction. I imagine we have more interaction than on Pat's show.
Mm-hmm. Certainly more loyalty.
So let me know if anything comes out of that, because I can't see any of it because I'm blocked. It actually does bother me sometimes when I want to watch an Aaron Rodgers clip, and I can't because he has an exclusive contract with Pat McAfee.
I feel the same way about Reggie Miller, but it's really just because I have no idea why.
Are you blocked by Reggie Miller?
I am blocked by Reggie Miller. I have no idea. No idea why. I love what he did to the Knicks. I love Cheryl Miller. The only thing I can think of, because I go through my daily tweets, my history every day, have for 5 years running, every single day, haven't missed a day. There's not a tweet in there about Reggie Miller.
I don't think anybody talks about Reggie Miller.
No, how could you?
He doesn't do much.
Mm-hmm.
He will be, is he, oh no, he's not doing college basketball
this year. He's not doing it this year.
He's not doing college basketball. All right, yes, it's time for the tweet bag. Send in your tweets at Happer Show, at Connor Happer, via the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Or you could email Connor at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. You could text 402-951-1620. Weirdest one, funniest one, one that gets the most traction out of us. I don't know. Josh will be the judge, and he may text you, email you, or slide in the DMs, because you may have won $50 to delicious Cops Pizza. And I love the tweet bag. I love the tweet bag so much today. Let's play, Josh. Throw me some tweets.
Throwing you some tweets. Scrolling. Matt tweets in.
Hey, Matt.
Where does the South begin?
Interesting question.
I don't even know if it's a good question, but I love it.
Gotta be careful here. Now let's use our area of the country. Let's use the middle portion.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
And then we could draw a line just over let's use the central time zone.
I like that strategy by you.
I would say, now I wouldn't call it the South, but it starts to feel really southern, probably a couple hours south of Kansas City. And really, I know that seems pretty far north, but I made that drive to Fayetteville a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised at how quickly it starts to feel south.
There's a point in Missouri and Kansas where it feels different than the northern half.
Let's draw a line. I mean, this basically tracks. If we drew a line east-west, you know, across horizontally through Springfield, Missouri, and extended that out, it basically is the Kansas-Oklahoma border, almost the Missouri-Arkansas border, but there's a lot of Missouri that feels very southern. In southern Missouri, and it covers Texas and then Louisiana and into you know, Mississippi as well. And really, you almost get, I mean, there's part of the panhandle of Florida that is in the central time zone.
So that's right.
You get all that stuff covered. Is that fair? Let's go Springfield, Missouri is where the South begins.
I like that. Fun fact, did you know the Mason-Dixon line is the border between Maryland and Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I remember looking that up a couple years ago.
Where I thought it was.
And I thought, I thought it would be a little bit further south.
Yeah, definitely. Huh, okay.
But, I mean, seriously, if you've ever driven through, like, Virginia, you'd be amazed. Like, Virginia, D.C. area almost, it even though it gets cold, it feels southern. And to be fair, it's south of here. I mean, it's south of here, not that we're south, right? But if you go through Virginia, and then obviously when you get into North Carolina, you know, Tennessee, it feels southern pretty quickly.
Yeah, we're normal here.
A lot of America is southern, it turns out. I guess. All right, good question. Question number two.
Amy tweets in.
Oh, hi, Amy.
What's your Chinese food order to determine if it's a good Chinese restaurant?
Kung Pao chicken.
That's the barometer. If they can do that right, they can do anything right,
yeah,
according
Kung Pao,
to Connor?
Kung Pao chicken is a really good indicator because it's got a lot of different stuff in there. It also, you know, some Chinese restaurants, they put different things inside of their Kung Pao chicken. I'm pretty simple. There's different kinds of chicken as well. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be breaded if it's Kung Pao chicken. It doesn't have to be fried if it's Kung Pao chicken. But it's got to have the water chestnuts and the good sauce. So that's one key. And then you could really tell by the chicken fried rice. You could really tell by the chicken fried rice.
Very simple, but we've all had good and bad.
If the chicken fried rice is good, it's likely that most of the other things in the menu are going to be good. But Chinese restaurants are the type of places where, like, you can have a different Chinese place for all of the things that you sort of get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I want the best crab rangoon in town, where am I going? If I want the best egg roll in town, where am I going? If I want the best chicken fried rice, if I want the best Kung Pao chicken, if I want the best chicken lo mein, where am I going? All of those could be different places.
Also, if you know the answers to any of those individual questions, please tweet the show.
I agree. I'm still looking, you know, my place has gone through a bit of a crab rangoon rut.
Ooh.
It's tough. It's been tough for me to deal with mentally, physically. But I'm looking for that best crab rangoon out there for sure. There should be a contest, and we should judge it.
What a great idea to boost local business.
I would love to. Can we put this out there if anybody's listening?
Sales.
We are beginning.
Stacy.
Either this year or next or in a couple years, we will be starting the best crab rangoon in Omaha contest. And we will be the judges. I will volunteer all of us at 1620 The Zone, or it could just be me and you, Josh, whatever you think.
You need a panel.
I think we need
like
a panel
this,
as well. With
at least three.
Different grades. And we will sit there as you feed us your crab rangoons.
Mm-hmm. Maybe tell us a story behind the crab rangoon. This is my grandmother's recipe or whatever.
And at the end, Josh will print out one of his fun certificates that he's sending out to people.
I do. Going to put a batch in the mail tomorrow.
And you will win it along with notoriety and us talking about you on the show.
Official Crab Rangoon of 1620 The Zone. Imagine that.
Crab Rangoon champion if you'd like that.
How would that boost your sales?
How would that boost me tasting all the best crab rangoons? Is really what I'm thinking about here. But it could be beneficial for everybody.
I mean, I don't know how we top that, but we proceed.
We have to write this down because sometimes I forget about things that happen on this show.
Well, you know, I'm statting the show this year. I'm statting it. That would go down in the things that I take note of.
You are
to go back to later.
The last thing I wrote in this random note was pee blowing competition. PEA. Did we talk about this at some point? December of 2022, pee blowing competition.
Nope, don't remember that.
Okay. I'm going to write down crab rangoon competition. Just my rant. Man, you should see the notes on my phone. They're a disaster. I've told you about my dream journal, right?
You have mentioned it before, yes.
Have I talked about any of my dreams?
I don't know if you've read anything specifically, but now I'm going to need one, yes.
Oh, you want a dream?
Yeah.
All right. Let's pull out the most recent entry into my dream journal.
Now, how far does this go back? Do you put the date?
No, because the date at the top changes every time I update it. I haven't updated it since February 7th, it appears. Mm. So I guess I haven't dreamed or thought about dreaming since then. The last thing I wrote, and now these could be multiple sentences up to a paragraph or sometimes just a random thing that I remember from a long extended dream. Here's my most recent entry, which came on February 7th, the morning of February 7th. Cleaning out old Walmarts for a job.
Cleaning them out. They never close.
Cleaning them out. And the one before that says, Tim Miles came back to Nebraska, but he looked different.
Okay.
That's just an
example. Little taste.
Yep. I haven't got a chance to read my dream journal in a while, so thank you for asking.
A little tasty taste.
Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, happy to do that. Whenever you'd like to barge in with a dream, please do. Curtis tweets in.
Hey, Curtis.
Would you rather retire in El Paso, Texas, or Portland, Maine?
Wow. Great question. Just so we're clear, neither.
Yeah, they both sound awful.
I think it's Portland, Maine. I think it's Portland, Maine, and I would just deal with the cold and all this stuff that comes along with being in Portland, Maine.
My buddy lives in the Boston area. He got 2 feet yesterday.
The summers, I hear, are great up there.
Mm-hmm. Although the leaves, you ever go see the leaves?
The foliage? Yeah. Pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. El Paso no offense to El Paso. El Paso seems really like a tough hang. Doesn't it? Poll question?
I know. I'm typing it right now.
Does El Paso, Texas seem like a tough hang? Yeah, it kind of does. Give me Portland, Maine.
Now, Texas, no state income tax, but I'm retired.
Oh, come on. Don't think about money. Just think about where you would enjoy your life more.
Oh, those winters are brutal, but I think Portland would be the choice.
I think it is.
Should we put that question on the poll?
Yeah, that's
how probably, do you think that's coming back?
I don't know. Maybe that's the exact reason why we should put it on the poll.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll ask the next question and then continue typing.
Okay.
Sicilian Stiletto tweets in.
Hi, Sicilian Stiletto.
Connor basking in the river of irrational confidence right now. Quote, there will not be a zombie apocalypse in my lifetime. Then draws the line of the South at Springfield, Missouri. Obviously, you've been there. How did you not see that the apocalypse has already begun?
Hey, come on. I got nothing against Springfield, Missouri. I believe Nebraska's opponents tonight, the WNIT, hail from Springfield, Missouri.
Exactly.
Would not want to offend them if they're listening to the show.
Let's get a look of the local color here, ladies. Let's turn on the radio.
What are they talking about?
Ah, they're bashing us.
Zombie apocalypse in Springfield, Missouri. We got a few from the text line here.
Would love a text right now. People forget the state abbreviation for Maine is M-E.
M-E. Did you make a mistake?
No, but it looked weird. Had to double check.
State abbreviations. Something that you learned as a child and is important later in life.
It is.
You should continue to know those kids.
Also, Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin.
Travis on the text line says the following. I was blocked by Adam Carriker like 5 years ago, and I have no idea why. Desmond Howard blocked me as well, but I happily earned that one.
He seems pretty, he's got like an itchy block finger from what I hear.
Snowflake?
Here's your words, not mine.
Here's a great thing about saying on a radio show. Like I have a platform to say these things that can't be like easily searchable on the internet unless people like, you know, alert the other people that I'm talking crap about them. So I could just sneak one or two in there.
Nobody's doing like pull quotes from our show.
Very blessed.
Speaking of shows that have pull quotes.
Oh, don't talk about Pat and Aaron yet. Can we just hold it for two more minutes?
Okay.
Can we have our second of bliss?
Okay, yes.
On this show?
Whenever you're ready for it, though, he has spoken.
I know. I know. He's spoken semi-definitively as well, but I don't care about Aaron right now.
Okay.
We have two more minutes of our time, Josh. Tweetbag time.
It's our time.
From the text line, Columbia, Missouri, SEC country. That's mm-hmm. where the South begins.
That's a good answer to the question, too.
A lot of people want in on our Crab Rangoon testing thing. I'm telling you, this is not just open for people to. I mean, this is.
You got to come with some credentials.
Yeah, come on.
You got to be pushing three bills.
Yeah. Really?
If you're gonna let a listener on the panel, they need to have some credentials.
Well, isn't it possible, Josh, that maybe a person who is not heavy could also understand the intricacies of a crab rangoon?
I guess, but
maybe
visually.
maybe they're a food, you know, connoisseur.
Yeah, those people run a lot.
Texter says, I want in. I'm good at tasting egg rolls.
I love an egg roll.
I'm the egg roll king. People forget
That's
that.
That's true. People do forget that.
And by the way, a lot of people sending in, there was a couple people who sent in similar Chinese places to go in Omaha. I will get that to you.
Okay,
Josh.
Okay.
That feels important.
Very.
So when you get the same thing twice. And then one more from Matt. Portland, Maine is absolutely beautiful, and I would choose that, but you really need a lot of money to live there, so maybe an RV in El Paso would be better. Smiley face.
Bravo. Bravo. Well written.
All right, vote in the polls at Happer Show. Where would you rather retire? And does El Paso, Texas seem like a tough hang? And also, is your place in a crab rangoon rut? All on the poll at Happer Show. But okay. All right, Josh.
Oh, we can do it? We can do it now?
Hit the stupid button. Hit it.
Connor,
Aaron Rodgers.
Big news. Big news. Aaron Rodgers currently on the Pat McAfee Show, the sleeveless one. And Aaron Rodgers has said definitively where he would like to play football next year.
He basically pulled the Boeheim and was like, yeah, I've said this.
Not up to me.
I've said this.
Aaron Rodgers says he wants to play for the Jets, but the Packers are digging their heels in when it comes to compensation.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
They're going to do that, Aaron.
This is how trades work, Aaron. You don't just get traded for nothing, and then your other team, the team that you were previously on, is screwed forever, although that might be the case anyway. But the other team that you were on gets screwed forever, and the team that you're going to be on just gets definitively better. That's not how trades work. I apologize if you thought that was the case. The New York Jets official account, as of a couple minutes ago, have tweeted a bunch of eyeball emojis at Pat McAfee Show, Leonardo DiCaprio meme of him sitting in the chair pointing at the TV with a Jets hat on. So that's where we are at today.
Here's another interesting quote from the Pat McAfee Show. Jordan Love, is going to be a great player. He's a great kid. And here's the weird part.
I love him.
They got a good young team. Not we.
I think that's just something you say.
They.
I think it's
I think the entire quote is BS, but.
Come on. He's going to the Jets.
Yeah.
It's over. He's going to the Jets. It'll happen. And Aaron Rodgers, as we predicted, is talking to the media, and his version of media is just Pat McAfee. And he's saying, look, this is not on me. This is on the Packers. Absolving himself of all responsibility is something that Aaron Rodgers is incredible at. Incredible.
And also, let's not forget in this whole thing, because it is being overshadowed, Aaron Rodgers, the poster boy for immunization, is dying to go play for a team funded by Johnson & Johnson. You just think about that.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you for that. Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers is going to go play for the Jets. It's not official, but it'll happen at some point in the next couple of days. The league year, I think, started today. So they could the signings can officially actually happen today. The last 2 days, a lot of things have happened, but we've just been in the legal tampering period. Oh, what's he saying now?
Whoa.
What's he saying now?
He just said, I love that city. They want to move on, and so do I.
Okay, great.
It could get spicy.
No, that's fine. That's adult.
I hate and love this story at the same time.
He's going to go play for the Jets, and now now the Jets have to be good. That's the problem with this thing. And I don't think any of us are emotionally ready for that experience yet. All right, we'll come back. Robin Washett will join the show next on 1620 The Zone.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save